The attack child has reached a very important point in its evolution. At a median follow-up of 68 months, almost all the patients are off therapy now. And we have a year of follow-up after therapy is completed. Now, that's important for two reasons. First, it makes me very comfortable on the efficacy angle, and also this hypothetical carryover effect, which we've been hearing about for tamoxifen. And also, it makes me feel very secure and comfortable about the toxicities and tolerabilities of the drug. So I think this is probably the most important of the three analyses. And to my way of thinking, this latest analysis allows me as a practicing clinician to change his mind and change practice. I speak as a practicing clinician as well as the past principal investigator of the trial. But I think when you come to read the Lancet paper, which is published in parallel with the presentation, as a group we have stuck our necks out and now would say that anastrozole is the preferred initial treatment for postmenopausal hormone receptor positive women.
Can you talk about the specific data points?
The simplest way of looking at it, Amon Buzzo and I were talking about it last night, how can we encapsulate the result? The simplest way of looking at it is that anastrozole prevents 1 in 4 of the relapses that you see on tamoxifen. Now, that translates into highly significant improvements in disease-free survival, recurrence-free survival, and distant disease-free survival. If you want an absolute number, another useful number to carry in your head, for recurrence-free survival in the receptor-positive patients at 6 years, it's close to 4% in absolute terms. Now, that may not say an awful lot, but you have to remember this is a good prognosis group of patients, and this is 4% absolute better than tamoxifen.